Grief isn't just something we feel when we lose a loved one. We can also feel it when we lose the life we had before, or we lose an ideology, or a sense of safety or security, or the predictability of life, even if that's an illusion, or we lose our way of being in the world. Grief can be challenging both to identify and to create space for. And it's not something we're given the tools to be with. As a result, we often go through complex machinations to avoid our grief, to intellectualize it, or to turn it into another, more accessible emotion like anger or sadness or irritability. So the intention of this meditation is to create space for grief without trying to understand it or explain it or transform it. Take a comfortable position. You can stand, and if you can get your feet outside in the grass or in the dirt, try that. Or you can sit in a chair, or you can lie on your back, allowing your spine to settle into the earth or into whatever surface grounds you. If you choose to be on your back, you can bend your knees. And to really support your body, which is tremendously important, put a bolster under your knees, or you can put a strap right above the knees at the lower thigh so that you don't need to use muscle tension as your means of foundation. In this meditation, we'll use body sensations as our anchor in the storm. Our mind is trained to move away from body sensation, to analyze it or explain it or narrate it. And when that happens, as it will, just bring attention back to your breath or to your body. To work with grief consciously, you can call it in. You can call in a sense of loss that you might have in this moment, or an emptiness, a separation, an absence, or a loneliness, and just allow that feeling to be there. We know that all emotions begin as sensations in the body. So in particular, where does your grief manifest in your body right now? Do you feel it in your throat or in your heart area? Or maybe you feel it in your abdomen or somewhere else entirely. There's no need to understand it or explain it to yourself or catalog it in any way. Focus on one of the sensations that's manifesting right now. There's no need to work with emotions just yet. Focusing on the sensation. And what is the quality of the sensation that is incubating your grief? It might be sharp or in soft focus. It might feel heavy or light. It might be in full, vibrant technicolor. Or it could be sepia-toned. Or anything else. There might be an image that comes along with the sensation. And if there is, just hold the sensation in the foreground of your awareness and let the image be in the background. Continue to notice the quality of the sensation you've chosen to be with. If you'd like to, you can allow that sensation to become a little bit more distinct, a little more granular. See if you can feel its subtle edges and flavors. And feel how the sensation that you're tracking subtly changes in the next few moments. Noticing these nuances can take time. So if they're not available to you today, they will be tomorrow or the next day or the day after that. Keep returning home to your body. What is the sensation in your body in this moment? And in this moment, can you feel your breath in your nose or in your upper chest or in your abdomen as you inhale and exhale? Notice any thoughts that arise as you're focusing on your sensations. There could be the thought that you shouldn't be feeling this, or that others aren't feeling it. Or you might be drawn to explain or interpret the sensation, to put a frame around it. And notice whether these little mental embellishments change your posture or alter the relative hydration in your connective tissue or muscles. And when another thought or embellishment comes in, notice it without trying to label it in any way. That's just your mind doing its thing. Our minds all do that thing. Rather than trying to prevent it, which isn't possible or even practical, we can instead become adept at noticing when we're thinking about something and then return the mind to our body. This recognition and return is a way of training in our body. And the training we do in our body trickles up to the mind and the brain. It promotes emotional resilience. And it gives us a real power and agency. As you continue to pay attention to this living, breathing sensation in your body, there's a little opening to feel gratitude for the experience that you're having right now, for the sensation and the emotion that's layered on top of it. Gratitude for the grief, the loss, and the pain. If gratitude feels a little forced in this moment, you can come back to it in another moment. Or another day. If it feels within reach, can you feel grateful for this body that is alive and feeling sensation? For this body that is alive and feeling discomfort? That is alive and feeling grief and loss. Grateful for this body that is here, just waiting for you to connect with it. See if you can sense the abundance of this body, these sensations, and this breath. At this time in your history, when it's time to emerge, notice what's left. What has changed in your direct experience since we began? And what abides now in this moment? Keep it sacred, what you're noticing, without the need for words or insights or interpretations layered on top and all around it. Just noticing what is. I'm going to finish with a poem by Rumi called Bird Wings. Your grief for what you've lost holds up a mirror to where you're bravely working. Expecting the worst, you look, and instead, here's the joyful face you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes and opens and closes. If it were always a fist or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest process is in every small contracting and expanding. The two is beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird wings.